In this country, we're used to sporting events being played in all sorts of weather. We've all watched as players carry on regardless when the heavens open, apart from cricket, of course, when the slightest sign of a raindrop results in a stampede in the general direction of the pavilion. Football, however, is a different story. Players regularly get soaked through and skid all over the pitch. And even when the temperature drops, they put on a brave face and a few more layers of some techno-type material and continue to battle the elements. The effect on the player's health is rarely detrimental. Well, that's what we've all been used to, at least. But it's not always the case. As happened earlier this year during a World Cup qualifying match between the United States and Honduras. The return match between these two teams was hosted by the USA at Alliance Field in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the temperature was literally at freezing point. More than a tad chilly, I'm sure you'll agree. Players from both teams, as well as the match officials, were allowed to wear warm weather gear, which included snoods and face coverings. There were heated benches for the fans, and 20,000 free hand warmers, with additional food and drink, as well as the approval of battery-operated warming devices. As the hosts, the USA had chosen the stadium, a new venue built less than 3 years ago, not only to limit their team's travel time, having previously played matches in Columbus, Ohio, and Ontario in Canada, but to secure an advantage over its South American opponents. Canada had used the same tactic to beat Mexico, and the US famously did the same in the March 2013 Snow Classico, where the US beat Mexico 1-0 in Denver, Colorado, where the players celebrated in the snow. The Honduras manager was not happy with the decision to play the game in sub-zero conditions, and made it clear that he thought that a game of football was just not possible. The American team manager took the view that they'd done all they could to provide thermal gear, and was quick to point out that when his team visited Honduras, where the temperature was around 90 degrees, it was unbearably humid, causing his players to dehydrate, cramp up, and experience heat exhaustion. Despite the fact the Midwest of America was undergoing a winter that had already cancelled 3,600 flights and shut down schools, he went on to say that no one could have anticipated the cold spell. On the eve of the game, where temperatures were at 3 degrees Fahrenheit, the Honduras team went out to practice, without any hats or heavy coats on, and they appeared just as ill-equipped hours before the game. It's not known why the team didn't appear prepared for the cold. So, how did the game go? Two of the Honduras players, one of whom was the goalkeeper, had to leave the pitch suffering from hypothermia, and other players needed IV drips after the match due to the -8 wind chill factor. TV pundits demonstrated during the game the effect of wet team shirts. They froze immediately. However, not everyone felt the cold. One brave Honduras fan pulled off his shirt to cheer on his team, even while everyone around him wore multiple layers, hats, gloves, masks, and winter coats. We're often reminded that football is normally a game of two halves and two teams. But on this occasion, there was a third contestant. The icy weather conditions. And the result? A convincing win by the Americans, who beat Honduras 3-0.